This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Over the weekend, a 76-year-old woman in Florida fatally shot her terminally ill husband. They made a pact, but now she'll go to prison for the rest of her life, fair or foul. Here's the big one. U.S. investigator sees, you got it. You know what I'm going to say. More classified documents in a search of President Biden's home in Delaware. Just another day in America. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you had a fabulous weekend as we swing into yet another week in January. January is one of those weird months, right? You just come off of celebrating and packing away all of the holiday stuff, and now we're deeper into yet almost another Hallmark holiday, I call it. And that, of course, is Valentine's Day. We'll be here in a matter of weeks. You can tell because every store you go into, you see nothing but pink and red and balloons and cards everywhere. She says it was about love, this 76-year-old woman who killed her husband, Ellen Jillian, made a pact with her 77-year-old husband. And she had planned to fatally shoot herself. In the end, she couldn't go through with it. So she was at Advent Hospital in Daytona Beach, Florida. That's where this happened. They had planned for about 3 weeks that this was going to happen if his health didn't improve. Because he was terminally ill, he really begged his wife to kill him. His health continued to go downhill. Shortly before 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, she brought a gun inside the hospital. I wonder how she got that in, but she did. She went to his room and shot him in the head. And she couldn't shoot herself. That's what she wanted to do. The Chief Young from the Daytona Beach Police Department said, and I really like what he said. He said, it's a tragic circumstance because it just shows you that none of us are immune from the trials and tribulations of life. That was the thing that he said. She confined herself to the room. She refused to drop her gun when they showed up. There was a little bit of a standoff, obviously. They used a flashbang device. It produces that bright flash and a loud noise to distract her. And they used a beanbag gun to help take her into custody. And even after the initial shooting, she never tried to get up and leave, so everything was just confined to the room. So the chief said at no point, and he was really careful to say this, I think he felt serious sympathy for her. He said at no point was anybody in the hospital staff threatened or any other patients. And the shooting at the hospital did appear to kind of rock the emergency responders, and it created certainly a logistical nightmare for officers and hospital staff because they were evacuating other patients on the floor because they don't know what's happening. But he was the sole person in the room. And there weren't a lot of details. What was the illness? How long had he been hospitalized? But it was definitely fatal. He was definitely going downhill. And, she was taken into jail on Saturday afternoon. And he said again, he emphasized, she's very sad. This is obviously, and he like really was choked up. He said it's a tough situation, saying that she's been in a depressed state. She understood that he was terminally ill and that the end was near. So will a jury be lenient with her, do you think? And here's the other part of that question. Should the jury be lenient? Because she did kill him. She killed her husband. You can't do that. You know, you can't do that in the United States. That goes to the whole idea of mercy killings and conversations about that. But, you know, they make a pact. He's awful, but going downhill rapidly. And that's what he wants, that release. But and she does oblige him. Imagine that. But can't kill herself. And I'll be curious as to see what happens as they go through that process with her, for sure, because I think that police department, I think he especially, will try to be in her corner as much as possible. If you care about such things as a coronation, King Charles III's is set for the first weekend in May. I wonder if the spare will be invited. Yes, Prince Harry has told it all in his book, Spare, and it is selling like hotcakes. So he's made certainly a ton of money off of this book and some of the publishers, but he's pretty much told it all of what would the life of a prince be like? You don't have to imagine it. It's pretty much in his book. I was sent a copy of it, and I've read a little bit of it, and he talks about, it's just odd to hear, he talks about Willie is what he calls his brother, and he talks about the treatment after his mother died and all of that sort of thing. It's 400 pages. So he's been doing the night shows, the late shows with the comedians. He's been doing the rounds there. And it's pretty popular around the world anyway. 3.2 million copies sold in its first week. Yeah, how about that? So I guess as protocol would go, as if we care about those things here in the United States, would the king invite the spare? Because everybody, it's kind of a who's who, would come and watch this. And he certainly, that's his father, and he's not first in line. But if there is a royal rift, I don't know, would there be a reconciliation between Harry and his family, or is it just protocol that he would just come and they would just get on with it, whatever that means? I think the big story, though, that we care about here in America is, how do you miss all these classified documents? Come on, Joe. How do you miss them? How did this happen? So a team from the Justice Department conducts a 13-hour search of the president's home in Wilmington on Friday. And I guess I'm not shocked. They had more than a half a dozen documents, some of them classified. So some weren't, by the way. But some of them classified. And it's just, you have a sitting president. You have federal agents at his home. Of course, they were there, the invitation of his lawyers. And it just, the transparency thing, it's not transparent when there were documents for a couple of months. There has to be a better way to do this. So six more items, some documents from his time as senator, by the way, others from his time as vice president. They were picked up by the investigators, all the surrounding material, whatever that means, surrounding material. And what prompted the search? That's what I wondered. So they searched once, and then they got them by the Corvette, and then they come back and then search for 13 hours because, I don't know, did they say, hey, we might have some more documents, I just don't remember. So because I can't remember, I cannot recall, you just have to, like, tear the place up. I mean, I have no idea. But I do know that I think the big mistake was, you can't say you're transparent, and when this first happened, they should have just set it back in November. And what level of classification, because we don't know that for sure, but it certainly underscores the seriousness of the investigation into his handling of documents, right? And in some ways, it sort of was a mini-resembled show that we've seen before, the extensive search of the former president's home, Donald Trump, at Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida last summer. Agents crawling around looking for classified documents that they believe were in Trump's possession. Now they've done it with Biden. Ugh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Man Cave coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Woman cave, because I'm hearing all women that like sports or want to come and hang out in the cave are certainly welcome to do that. I'm updating my book, Invade the Man Cave. It'll be out at the end of February, and boy, do I have a lot of things to put in it. It's funny because I had to take a quick break today. You know, the dog, it won't wait, so Guinness wouldn't wait. So in when the game was going on, I had to do my quick little short run with him. And I'm saying the game, I'm talking about the last game of the weekend, the Dallas-San Francisco game. And so right around the corner from me, there is a bunch of really nice guys that have a man cave. It's their garage, and they kind of souped it up, and they had it open because the weather was nice. And they saw me go, hey, hey. And they go, well, hey, they start screaming. And as soon as I rounded the corner, the Cowboys had scored, but the extra point was blocked. So I'm thinking, Brett Maher, oh, this isn't going to be your day. But he did make two field goals. It certainly wasn't enough, however, for the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys lost to the 49ers 19-12. Very, very rough, I think, on Cowboy fans who are frustrated by what's happened in these divisional rounds. The Cowboys lost for the record, seventh straight time in the divisional round and have failed to make it to the NFC title game since winning their fifth Super Bowl. But that was back in 1995. So Dak Prescott threw two interceptions. And I told you about Brett Maher missed his fifth extra point when his attempt was blocked, but then he made the two field goals. And so afterwards, what does Prescott say? He says, I'm just disappointed. Defense gave us opportunities to win the game, which the Cowboys' defense did. It was a defensive game all the way around. He says they played hard against a really, really good offense, a really good team. For us to put up only that amount of points that we did, that's unacceptable. It starts with me. I've got to be better. There's no way to sugarcoat it. He's right. He had opportunities, and he could not get it done. I mean, listen, at the end, there was only the chance of a Hail Mary, basically, and that was not going to happen. They were just too far down the field. But, you know, the Cowboys had a shot late when they took over at their own 18. They were at their own 18 with just under three, like 2:59 in the game, and they were trailing. So 19-12, Robbie Gould hit his fourth field goal of the game, and he threw two straight incompletions, was sacked on the third down. Mike McCarthy opted to punt on fourth and 10 with all three timeouts left. And so Dallas didn't get the ball back until there were 45 seconds left. The Cowboys took over at their six, never got close from there. I mean, that was a big part of the story. But then you have Brock Purdy, the last pick in the draft last April, 7-0 as a starter since replacing an injured Jimmy Garoppolo in week 13. So it wasn't glamorous because it was about field goals, but and defenses, like I said, he went 18 for 28, 215 yards, but no turnovers against the Dallas Cowboys. So he becomes, only, you know, rookie-wise, to make two playoff starts. There's only two others that have done it, Mark Sanchez and Joey Flacco. And so how about that? Wow. But the Niners picking off Prescott twice in the first half turned into those field goals, and then the Cowboys' only touchdown of the first half, Prescott connecting with tight end Dalton Schultz for the third time in the postseason. But, you know, in the end, it just it didn't matter. So the 49ers now move on against Philadelphia. They'll take on the Eagles in Eagle territory, and we'll see. If the 49ers win, they would reach their second Super Bowl in the past four seasons. But Philadelphia will certainly have something to say about that. And so speaking of Philadelphia, I think a lot of disappointed New York fans who are just down the road, just down the Jersey Turnpike, Jalen Hurts was all about him right from the beginning of this game, in complete control, threw two touchdown passes, ran for a score, very, very dominant first half. The Eagles just hit the Giants right from the beginning. They overwhelmed them. That's the best word to use, 38-7. Nick Sirianni, the coach of the Eagles, said, to have him out there, I know this is high praise, it's like having Michael Jordan out there. He's your leader. He's your guy. That's the biggest respect I can pay him. So I already mentioned this. Philly is the top seed. They host the NFC Championship game, and it's going to be either them or San Francisco representing in the Super Bowl. On the other side of things, Buffalo, disappointing for Buffalo, the Bengals, routing the Bills 27-10, part of the problem. Josh Allen struggled offensively. Yes, it was snowy and awful. Joe Cool prevailed, though, much more obviously than Josh Allen did. So the playoff run for the Bills ends in the divisional round for a second straight season. It was hard last year when they had that overtime loss to KC, 42-36, and this was a much different game, the 27-10. Bills receiver Stephon Diggs was so upset he left the locker room with pretty much most of his gear on shortly after the game. He was finally begged by a teammate to return to the locker room. He was an incredible part of what happened with the Bills, and it really shook him up, the fact that they lost, thinking that this was their time and they were going to make it. And Hamlin, the player that everybody was so concerned about, I mentioned him, said, "We'll be back a few hours after the game. Don't even trip." That's what he said. Don't even trip. So now it's up to Kansas City to either lose to KC or win against KC and represent the AFC. Patrick Mahomes was pleading with his coach to let him stay in the game after it turned out he had injured his ankle. He has a high right ankle sprain. He said, "I'm not coming out of a playoff game." He was pulled out for x-rays, and then he did go back into the game in the second half when they were negative. He proved he could protect himself in the halftime locker room. He convinced Andy Reid to let him back in. So he finished with 195 yards passing, two touchdowns. The second, a 75-yard drive late in the fourth quarter, and really lifted the Chiefs to a 27-20 win over Jacksonville. And so this is the fifth straight AFC championship game for them. And Mahomes is saying, because people are already talking about, oh, his ankle. My neighbor already has been texting me, oh, no, ankle sprain. He won't be able to perform. And I think he's going to really thrive off of those kinds of comments. He vows to be ready for next week's game against the winner of the Cincinnati-Buffalo game, which was Cincinnati. He said that before their game, and he said, you know, look, they're going to be back at Arrowhead Stadium, so I'm ready to do whatever we have to do. We're in this position. We get to go to the AFC Championship game and then find a way to the Super Bowl. And it's going to be interesting because certainly Cincinnati has had Mahomes' number, and now you are talking about Pat Mahomes with a high ankle sprain. So what will happen this time around? Does it go the other way? We will see, as they say. It's just down to a handful of teams. We will have another Nail the Score. A lot of you have now lately been emailing me during that segment. You can still do that on Tuesday. It's our final segment in the first hour, Nail the Score. We'll do the AFC and the NFC Championship game. So this is actually the first time you could really kind of cheat and make up your mind ahead of time which way you want to go. And it depends on the numbers that you guess, because you have to be the first to get in there and guess them. And then you can call the show as well. So you can call or you can email us when we have that segment on Tuesday, the last segment of the first hour. And we'll see what all of you come up with. Maybe somebody will actually nail the score, which would be very cool if that happened. All right, Dallas Cowboy running back, wow, really sad to see this. Tony Pollard broke his leg, supposedly, in the loss and needs surgery. Yep, he had a fractured left fibula. And it was 1:24 left in the first half, and he was rolled up after an 8-yard catch. He needed to be helped to the sideline. He was wearing an air cast on his left leg as he was carted to the x-ray room inside the stadium, and then he was ruled out for the game. And of course that hurt. I mean, he brings so much to the offense, there's no question. He finds a gap, he makes it even bigger. So that was tough. They had to rely on Ezekiel Elliott and Malik Davis to handle the duties of Pollard, who had been really the superstar speedster, especially against the San Francisco run defense that finished second against the run. But there you have it. That's the break, sadly. Some won, some didn't. That's the Man Cave.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The suspect in Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Southern California is dead. Authorities identified the 72-year-old Asian man who they say opened fire near a Lunar New Year celebration at a dance studio in Monterey Park, leaving 10 people dead. At least 10 others were wounded. An apparent targeted attack at a Baton Rouge bar left at least a dozen people wounded by gunfire. 9 victims have non-life-threatening injuries, police say. One congressman says the U.S. should send at least one tank to Ukraine to push Germany to send its own fleet. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Texas Republican Michael McCaul said Germany is waiting for the U.S. to take the lead. The matchups are set for the NFC and AFC championship games. The Eagles will host the Niners, who beat the Cowboys on Sunday night. The AFC pits Cincinnati against Kansas City. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Joins us for his book that, boy oh boy, this really resonates with me, especially my travels to Venezuela. His book is called Forgotten America, The Untold Adventures of Venezuela. So, Gio, welcome to the show, and tell the listeners why you wrote this book.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here, Kate. Yes, so I wrote the book I always wanted to write, but at the time, I didn't really know how to start the process, so I thought, what if I could make an impact that at the time really mattered? So my interest actually lie in the students I taught at the time. I taught English as a second language to adult learners, many of whom were from Latin America. The students in my class were obviously Venezuelan, and Venezuela was at a time of economic downfall. We might have heard of the president, President Chavez, recently passed away at the time. His successor, Maduro, was planning to take office. So, not only the Venezuelans, but also the other cultural groups became concerned. So, therefore, I took the opportunity to learn and actually travel out there. And from my travels, I created this story called Forgotten America to let people know, hey, what has happened and what continues to happen in Venezuela is important, and I think we all should take some notice into that.
Boy, I so agree with that. I mean, how fascinating that it's in a way that these people that you taught English as a second language is so important and is such a pathway to so many to having success in the United States. And then they taught you by what you learned and about Venezuela and what it reminded you of. So tell us some of the stories in the book.
Yeah, so I wanted to kind of intertwine historic events with fiction, but also relevant to situations that we might encounter. So we would expect in the story two characters. One name is Carlos, who is actually from this country, Venezuela, and he travels back to this country with his friend Ezekiel. And Ezekiel isn't new to South America, but new to Venezuela and the situations that have been happening. So he was kind of nervous. So some of the adventures that we see includes where how profoundly Carlos is encountered with his past. So every present moment that seems to be important to Carlos, the readers are drawn back to a specific moment in his past that Carlos has not yet really understood or might have forgotten. And one of those times is he starts to remember how he was taken when he was essentially a child into the military. And then at one point, he talks about some of the missions that he had to do. And he didn't really understand what these were or the impact that these missions had until the present. And for Carlos, it's a puzzle that he tries to piece together. And Ezekiel is there trying to understand how connected those events are to the present situation. So in the present situations, we see many protests, how corruption runs rampant, and Ezekiel knows somewhat about these past events, and he is also trying to help Carlos understand those. So it's a piece where the past intersects with the present, and I did it in this way to see how important information is being told and what information might be being left out.
Yeah, wow, I love that. Taking facts, taking history, and then creating the story for this novel. For you, was it fun to go on this adventure, Gio?
Yes, for, I always wanted to travel. I always like to travel because I think when we broaden our horizon, so to speak, or our way of thinking, it opens us up. We gain a better perspective of who we are, of the situations, and of the of different people. So I was very excited to travel there, but when each time I traveled, it became a little more daunting because I became more aware of the situations. And I'll give you one example. For example, we were my friend, who was my tour guide at the time, we were traveling from Caracas to Maracaibo to see Lake Maracaibo and to see the history there. And we were going to take a plane, but the plane wasn't running at the time, so we had to take a bus. And the bus, that was a interesting journey because at different places there were security checkpoints, and at one of these security checkpoints, the military, I didn't know what was going on, I didn't know the language at the time, but the military demanded me to get off the bus and show my passport and demanded why I was here and asking those questions. And my friend intervening saying, hey, you know, this is very atypical. Why are you guys doing this? I know how you guys operate. You're trying to intimidate my friend. You guys want some money. And so long story short, I was able to go back on the bus and my friend had to give them money, and that's what they wanted. So we see, I saw firsthand how frightful the military can be, because I didn't know what was going to happen. And I also saw some of the corruption that that is a part of the military or the police at the time.
Yeah, how scary is that? And then you get to witness it firsthand. What else did you learn about Venezuela when you were there?
Yeah, so one of the exciting things I learned is that despite all the opposition and all the plight that the Venezuelans were experiencing, they are a very happy, family oriented culture. They're there to support each other. Even the strangers did their part to try to help one another. So I saw this the feeling of camaraderie, of solidarity, of family being there. So I witnessed, even in the purest form, of how unfortunate situations can be, such as poverty running rampant, these lines, people have to wait, regulation of food at certain points of the week. Certain groups of people can only get a certain amount of food, and it was dictated by this regulation law that they had. Despite that, they tried to come together to be there. And despite the corruption I saw from the government, the common people, the everyday people, were very welcoming and friendly and happy to have people outside the country to explore how cultured and how majestic the country actually is, despite, again, what has been going on.
What do you hope people take away from reading your book, Forgotten America, The Untold Adventures of Venezuela, which you can get on Barnes & Noble or Amazon or wherever great books are sold?
I wanted to, I created a story in a way to try to interconnect how the past could be relevant to our present situations. And I did that to nudge readers into a direction of being aware to ourselves, to our situations, to the situations that happen elsewhere, and to others. This might mean not just reading one newsreel or listening to one podcast, but about understanding what is being told, what is being left out.
Perfect place to end this, Gio Calvarisi. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, Kate.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
He's in our virtual green room. Author Henry Krauss's book is The Vicissitudes of Life, From Dusk to Dawn. Henry, boy, this book is interesting. The cover just even pulls you in. So first of all, tell us about this road to writing this book.
Well, the road was a long one. I was inspired to write the book based on my medical problems. In 2011, I had a kidney transplant. I have chronic kidney disease. And then in 2017... I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma cancer. So basically what it was is how I fought and overcame these obstacles. And I wanted to inspire other people that just because you have a tragedy with something very serious, it doesn't mean that life ends. You could still have a purposeful, happy life. You don't want to just crawl up into a catatonic state and say it's all over. Some people do that, but the book is to prevent that.
Wow, so well said. Because you talk about it, that in the description, that we have challenges in life, whatever your challenges are. And I said I love the cover. And the cover, you've got this boat, and you have these wicked wild sea around the boat. And you say, and in the poem, A Boat at Sea, we're all boats on the thrashing sea of life. We rise and fall with the waves.
people, as you just described there, react differently in their tragedy. So what can we learn from your book? Tell us more about the book, as we know it's inspiring.
Well, it depends on a person's bent. A lot of these poems are about tragedies, but I did include family remembrances and their valiant behavior, not in reaction, in being proactive. The idea of the book is not to react. Most of us, when we hear bad news, we react in a negative way. The idea is to step back, accept what it is, and be proactive. I write every day. I'm on a blog called Medium.com, and I just finished a story about Winston Churchill and his wife. And I always thought that Churchill was such a strong figure. I always wondered, wow, what a guy. But in all his tragedies, one of the things was that his wife was totally behind him. And the other thing is, just because a person is, he had depression, he called it, he had black dogs. Just because you appear outwardly strong doesn't mean you're not a human being. And he would have depression, and she had some breakdowns. She came from a very bad childhood, and he didn't have a great childhood. His parents were kind of standoffish, and the idea is he didn't lose sight of his goals. That's one thing he had, and he had an attitude of, you know, keep going. And so I write on that blog every day. So there are things here. It's kind of a philosophy. I wrote a poem about the eclipse of God, where this was, I got the idea from a book that Martin Buber wrote. He says that just like you have an eclipse of the sun and it's dark, it doesn't mean that it won't pass and you have light. And just because it's dark, doesn't mean that the sun doesn't shine. So, that's an optimistic view. He wrote, of course, regarding that poem about the Holocaust, and that was his reaction. Beautiful, beautiful work. And I kind of, adapted it. Let's see, the coffee table, I wrote, I said, it's funny how people sit at dining room tables or desks, square desks, I said to myself, well, why don't we have like coffee tables that are round, or conference rooms like the United Nations, where you're facing each other and you could see different people's emotions. Why aren't buildings built like the Guggenheim Museum with its round? I wrote, of course, about my cancer. I wrote about an hourglass, because it's always in the back of my mind that time is slipping away. Maybe that in itself is motivating to me, because most people intellectually think about death, but when you have two fatal diseases with no cure, there's no cure for multiple myeloma. There only is treatment. I go to Sloan Kettering, and they can keep you alive through the treatment. And unfortunately, because of my cancer, my new kidney was affected by the chemo and the cancer. So now I can't live without dialysis. So it lasted 10 years. But, and there's wow. certain things, I love nature. So, you know, I wrote a poem about the robin. Robin, did you look at the book? Or you just
I did. I was thinking that when you're going through this, you talk about trees, you talk about rain, you absolutely dive into nature. I mean, what's really brilliant about your work
is I feel like I know you, because you go through this and you can tell there is that optimism that you talked about in the beginning that rolls through. And I think that's the beauty of this book, like you're saying, that no matter who you are, they might not have what you have, but it's, I have never met a person that has not gone through challenges. So
exactly.
in your book, From Dusk to Dawn, The Vicissitudes of Life, that's exactly what it is. You nailed it with that title. What do you hope, and you're really saying it in this conversation, Henry, but what do you hope people take away from reading your book, your poetry, which you could pick up at any point in the book, by the way?
Yeah. Well, people have told me, like, for example, I have medication management where a nurse comes in every 2 weeks to check to put in my medicines. I take like 17 pills a day. But and he told me yesterday when he was here, he bought the book because I showed it to him when he was here. He says every night he sits down with his wife and they read a poem. So that in itself, when people say, you know, this really grabbed me, people have told me, well, you know, I had a similar situation where I'm trying to think of something specific that I could give to you. But I think what you just said, it comes through because I write it with feeling. I think an author has to write with feeling. And I also work for the American Cancer Society fundraising. We're having a walk on October 9th. And so, see, this, it's funny. There's a silver lining in everything. Without getting sick with the cancer and the kidney, it's strange because late in life, I finally found out what I really wanted to do. I worked for the government for my career, which was okay, but it wasn't as fulfilling as this. And, you know, they say youth is lost on the young. If I would have known this when I was 18 years old going to college, it would, but you know, if you can't look back at things, you have to take life as it comes. And
you're doing it now, and that's the key. And so here's the thing. You can be inspired by this book, absolutely. And as we just said, pick it up at any point. From Dusk to Dawn, Henry Krauss, The Vicissitudes of Life. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Thanks for coming on, and we wish you the best as you continue to do what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Kate. Thanks for having me. And all I can say is please spread the word, because I'm a self-published writer, and with these publishers, the author has to front all the marketing money.
Yeah, absolutely. So pick up the book for sure. Thanks to Henry, and thanks to all of you for listening to this show.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.